It is tax day. Out of all the things our nation generally dislikes doing is paying taxes. Many regard taxes as an affront to their personal prosperity. Taxes have been in the world for generations. When Joseph spoke to Pharaoh concerning the 7 years of plenty and the 7 years of famine, Joseph said, "Let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint overseers over the land, and take up the fifth part of the land of Egypt in the 7 plenteous years, and let them gather all the food of these good years that come, and lay up grain under the hand of Pharaoh for food in the cities, and let them keep it. And the food shall be for a store to the land against the 7 years of famine, which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land perish not through the famine." And the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of all his servants. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, "Can we find such a one as this, a man in whom the Spirit of God is?" And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, "Forasmuch as God hath showed thee all of this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou." Genesis 41:34-40. Though this tax may have seemed unfair to the populace, when the famine came, the people of the land had food to purchase. Taxes were an issue during the time of the Lord. The Pharisees and the Herodians said, "Tell us therefore, what thinkest thou? Is it lawful to give tribute unto Caesar or not?" But Jesus perceived their wickedness and said, "Why make ye trial of me, ye hypocrites? Show me the tribute money." And they brought unto him a denarius. And he saith unto them, "Whose is this image and superscription?" They say unto him, "Caesar's." Then saith he unto them, "Render therefore unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's." Matthew 22:15-21. The Apostle Paul addressed the matter of taxes when he told the Romans, "For rulers are not a terror to the good work, but to the evil. And wouldest thou have no fear of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise from the same. For he is a minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is a minister of God, an avenger for wrath to them that doeth evil. Wherefore ye must needs be in subjection, not only because of the wrath, but also for conscience's sake. For this cause ye pay tribute also. For they are ministers of God's service, attending continually upon this very thing." Romans 13:3-6. Many may not like it, but rulers, through taxes, pay for schools, roads, and a number of services that we enjoy every day. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the Apostle Paul, who said, "Render to all their due, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor." Romans 13:7.